In today's show, Bitcoin heads for two-week highs as Terra promises Bitcoin price will soon get spicy. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis and as shared here by crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop. So far, so good for Bitcoin. I don't think the upside is done as the US dollar currency index is showing weakness. And he also shares, if the market wants to see continuation, it has to crack that region around 42,300 for Bitcoin. This is also a daily breaker. If it breaks, I'm assuming a new test of 46,000 is around the corner and possibly $50,000 plus. Send it. And as Rec Capital shares here, number of unique addresses holding minimum of 10,000 BTC has been increasing since February 2021. That said, first signs of lower high forming as some whales offloaded positions at 43,000. Whales generally accumulating, but some sold lately. Could the higher low get revisited? And as Terra UST shares here, things are going to get spicy real soon. Bears, beware. And as on-chain analyst Will Clemente shares, year-to-date performance, Shopify negative 60%, Netflix negative 60%, PayPal negative 50%, Facebook negative 40%, ARK negative 40%, NASDAQ negative 14%, Bitcoin negative 13%. Despite unprecedented macro geopolitical uncertainty, Bitcoin is holding up quite well on a relative basis. And this just in, Tesla's quarter one 2022 earnings report shows Tesla has not sold any of its Bitcoin. Also in today's show, GBDC premium nears 2022 high as SEC faces call to approve a Bitcoin ETF. That's right. Quoting the Grayscale CEO here, it really is, in our opinion, a matter of when and not if, he explained to the network. If the SEC can't look at two like issues, the futures ETF and spot ETF, through the same lens, then it is, in fact, potentially grounds for Administrative Procedure Act violation. Also in today's show, bottom is in and reversal is underway for Bitcoin, according to top crypto analysts. Quoting Credible Crypto here, took a bit longer than expected, but there we go. Got our bullish divergence into our key level of support and saw a nice pop. I do believe our local bottom is in. Also in today's show, Bitcoin price prediction of $82,000 this year in 2022, according to a survey of 25 fintech and cryptocurrency experts from Finder's panel. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today's episode is brought to you by the FTX app, formerly known as Blockfolio. I've been using this app literally every single day for the past few years. It's the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is check my crypto portfolio. I personally love it because it's the easiest and fastest way to buy Bitcoin, Ether, another top cryptocurrencies with zero fees, truly making this a no-brainer. And they're trusted by over 6 million people worldwide and over 200 plus countries around the world. And they have a special promo they're running right now where you can earn free crypto on every trade over 10 bucks. To take advantage of it, visit ftx.cryptonewsalerts.net and use promo code CryptoNews. Again, that's ftx.cryptonewsalerts.net, promo code CryptoNews, and download the FTX app today. Make some trades, claim your free crypto. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Make some noise in the live chat. The Bitcoin regained fresh ground on April 21st after bears failed to gain control of the short-term price action overnight. Right here, looking at the Bitcoin one-day candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin reaching new local highs of 42,500 on Bitstamp on Thursday. And with the Wall Street open still yet to come, upwards momentum meant that the USD slash BTC pair was now at its highest since April 10th. And Wednesday's opening bell had nonetheless been accompanied by bearish price pressure, and traders thus remain cautious about what could happen next. And quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop, so far so good for Bitcoin. I don't think the upside is done as the US dollar currency index is showing weakness. And he also updates us here. If the market wants to see continuation, it has to crack that region around 42,300 for Bitcoin. This is also a daily breaker. If it breaks, I am assuming a new test of 46,000 is around the corner and possibly $50,000 plus. Send it. Let's freaking go. Not much stood in the way of a trip to 50,000 and reclaiming it as support. As shared previously, in addition to various long-term moving averages, we have the yearly open, along with the whale selling habits, which have all kept the bulls from exiting the 2022 trading range. Also emboldened at the prospect of a stronger Bitcoin price performance, coming up was blockchain protocol Terra, now famous as one of the largest Bitcoin whales after purchasing nearly 45,000 Bitcoin this year in 2022. In a new tweet on the day, the firm's official account claimed that Bitcoin was in line to get spicy, hinting that it did not expect continuation of sideways price action. As they share here on crypto Twitter, things are going to get spicy real soon. Bears, beware. And looking at the whale's movements more broadly, however, there remained a lack of convincing trend. As trader and analyst Rhett Capital noted on the day, buying and selling among Bitcoin's largest hodlers remains caught in a narrow range. As he shares here on crypto Twitter, number of unique addresses holding a minimum of 10,000 BTC has been increasing since February 2021. That said, first signs of a lower high forming as some whales offloaded positions at 43,000. Whales generally accumulating, but some sold lately. Could the higher low get revisited? Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. Now, addresses with at least 10,000 BTC peaked back in 2018 with the bear market bottom of December of that year causing a heavy reallocation. And as on-chain analyst Will and Clemente shares here, year-to-date performance, Shopify negative 60%, Netflix negative 60%, PayPal negative 50%, Facebook negative 40%, ARK negative 40%, NASDAQ negative 14%, and Bitcoin negative 13%. Despite unprecedented macro geopolitical uncertainty, Bitcoin is holding up quite well on a relative basis. And also this just in, Tesla's quarter 1 2022 earnings report shows you that Tesla has not sold any of its Bitcoin. HODL be thy name. And before I break down next story of the day, GBTC premium nears 2022 high as SEC faces call to approve a Bitcoin ETF. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, Luna, and Polkadot are all in the green, while Solana, Avalanche, Binance Coin, Cardano, and XRP are all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Things are looking up for the United States' largest institutional Bitcoin product by Asset Holdings. Data from on-chain monitoring resource CoinGlass confirms that as of April 21st, the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust is rebounding towards 2022 highs. That's right, after a problematic year thus far, GBTC had benefited from steadying Bitcoin price action, and Bitcoin's descent from November's all-time highs of 69,000 added to an already negative premium on GBTC, meaning that its share price, in fact, traded at a discount to the Bitcoin spot price, and that discount hit its deepest ever in January when the GBTC premium nearly hit negative 30%. And since then, a reversal had been underway, and as of April 21st, the premium is now only negative 21.4%, near its smallest for 2022. Now, the premium results from trading sentiment, and Grayscale has come under pressure over the past year, especially since the approval of the first Bitcoin futures ETF in the United States. Now, Grayscale CEO Michael Sonnenschein and other industry figures have been vocal critics of regulators in Washington who, while approving futures ETF products, continue to reject a Bitcoin spot-based equivalent. Go figure. Talk about manipulation. Is the SEC really out for our best interest? It really makes you wonder, doesn't it? Now, the SEC, which approves candidates based on laws dating back as far as 1933, has come in a particular public scorn as other countries, as of most recently, Australia, beat the US to the launch. That's right. Earlier this month, the SEC approved another futures-based ETF, this time based on the Securities Act of 1933 Act, rather than the Investment Company Act of 1940, which was previously used. This was a milestone, Sonnenschein told CNBC this month. It effectively backs the SEC into a corner with fewer and fewer excuses for not breaking down the barriers to entry for a spot Bitcoin ETF alternative. Now, it really is, in our opinion, a matter of when and not if, he explained to the network. If the SEC can't look at two like issues, the futures ETF and the spot ETF, through the same lens, then it is, in fact, potentially grounds for an Administrative Procedure Act violation. Now, Matt Hogan, CEO of ETF provider Bitwise, said in the same interview that a spot ETF is what people actually want in terms of institutional investment products linked to Bitcoin. And once a spot Bitcoin ETF finally gets approved in the United States, it's game on. There's trillions of dollars just sitting in the sidelines waiting to be put into the king crypto. Now, as Cointelegraph previously reported, futures ETFs had previously faked criticism of their own as commentators argue that they solved none of the pain points that a spot product would while potentially bringing new ones of their own. alone. Now for some interesting data. Meanwhile, a survey by NASDAQ of prospective U.S. investors revealed that over 70% of those asked would consider gaining exposure to Bitcoin via a spot ETF. Should one be available, the vast majority of advisors we have surveyed either plan to begin allocating to crypto or to increase their existing allocation to crypto. NASDAQ's head of digital asset index research, Jake Rappaport, commented in an accompanying press release issued on April 11th, quoting him here, "As demand continues to surge, advisors will be looking for an institutional solution to the crypto question that now dominates client conversations." Now, that same survey also found that 86% of advisors are already invested into crypto and plan to increase that exposure in the coming year. Now, GBTC had 640,930 BTC in its holdings as of April 21st, worth $26.9 billion at the time of this recording. And before I break down next story of the day, the bottom is in and a reversal is underway for Bitcoin, according to top crypto analysts. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under that $2 trillion milestone, with about $97 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 41.3%, with the Ether dominance at 19.4%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have ZRX leading the pack, up 38%, trading at $1.02, followed by Kava, up almost 10%, trading at $4.86, followed by EOS, up 7.4%, trading at $2.77. And now checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the week, you can see a sea of green, with GMT leading the pack, up 47%, ZRX up 35%, and EOS up 20%. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 27 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday a 27, last week a 28, and last month a 26 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A popular crypto trader thinks that King Crypto has hit its local bottom and is building a base for a reversal in trend. The pseudonymous crypto analyst Credible Crypto tells his 327,000 Twitter followers that Bitcoin has achieved a bullish divergence into a key level of support. As he shares here on Crypto Twitter, took a bit longer than expected, but there we go. Got our bullish divergence into our key level of support and saw a nice pop. I do believe our local bottom is in. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. Now, Credible also says that he believes Bitcoin is building a base for a reversal in the high 30,000s to low 40,000s, though he cautions that it will take some time to develop. Now, the top-ranked crypto asset by market cap has reached as high as 46,900 at the beginning of April before a dip to the current sideways trading levels. Bitcoin is currently trading just above 42,000 at the time of this recording. Now, Credible also says if he had to select one crypto asset to buy and hold for 10 years, he would pick the decentralized finance altcoin, Convex Finance, known as CVX. Now, Convex, which offers no withdrawal or minimum performance fees, rewards liquidity providers and Curve stakers on the Curve Finance Exchange. CVX can be staked into Convex Finance to earn a share of Curve's liquidity pool earnings. As someone asked him here, "Hey, Credible Crypto, if you had to buy one crypto asset to hold on to for the next 10 years, what would it be? Very interested to see what you pick." In which he responded, probably CVX. Gives exposure to CRV, FXS, and probably other protocols down the road. And the bi-weekly bribe slash incentives are like constant dividends paid out to you, which makes holding through a bear less painful. So there you have it. And at the time of this recording, CVX is currently trading just above $28 and is the 73rd largest ranked crypto asset by market cap. Now, before I break down our final story of the day, Bitcoin price prediction of $82,000 for this year in 2022, as well as $420,000 by 2030. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1150 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Finder's panel is comprised of 35 fintech and cryptocurrency specialists. They believe that the King Crypto will peak at $81,680 this year, to be exact, and then drop to $65,185. By December, we have Martin Froehlich, the CEO of Morpher. He gave one of the most bullish end of 2022 forecasts. Quoting him here, political uncertainty, inflation, and an ever-increasing desire to own non-government-controlled assets will propel Bitcoin to new all-time highs. Send it. We also have CoinJar CEO Asher Tan, who gave a more conservative prediction. Tan predicted that the King Crypto will peak at $60,000, and this is before dropping slightly to $56,000 by December. Quoting him here, there's still plenty of uncertainty about the short-term Bitcoin outlook. Given the macroeconomic headwinds, it would not surprise me to see Bitcoin spend the whole year bouncing around between $30,000 and $60,000, the sort of conditions that are terrible for traders but rewarding for accumulators with a multi-year time frame. Now, the panel's average forecast for the end of the year is a bit higher than the price of Bitcoin at the time of this recording, but it is 15% lower than the predictions made back in January of $76,360. Now, Finder suggests that Bitcoin's lack of use cases, other than being a store of value, may be why the panel is becoming less bullish when it comes to BTC. Half of Finder's panel believes that Bitcoin will eventually be overtaken by a more advanced blockchain. They predict that it will no longer be the most popular cryptocurrency, says Joseph Rosinski, technologist and futurist at Thomson Reuters. Bitcoin is a one-trick pony. For now, it really only serves as another currency akin to the dollar, euro, or pound. Other blockchains that serve a multitude of purposes will likely have a chance to take the throne. I disagree with him because Bitcoin is decentralized and actually has true scarcity. We cannot say the same thing about Ethereum. What's the supply cap of Ethereum tokens? It's a mystery. Nobody knows. But Bitcoin, we trust in mathematics. There can never, ever be more than 21 million Bitcoin in circulation, and let's not forget the 2 or 3 million plus Bitcoins lost and gone forever. And regarding Ethereum, Rosinski goes on to share, Ethereum can serve as money, but has created a platform to tokenize all assets and create a massive platform of the internet of value. This is far grander than Bitcoin, potentially. Now, since October of 2021, long-term forecasts for the King Crypto have been on the downtrend. By 2025, the panel predicts Bitcoin will be worth $179,280. This is a 13% drop from the panel's prediction of $206,000 back in October. It's also a 7% drop from the forecast of $192,800 back in January. Now, since October, the panel's price prediction for 2030 has also dropped. The panel now predicts that the King Crypto will be worth $420,000 in December 2030. Happy 420. This is roughly 25% lower than their forecast of $567,000 in October. So there you have it. Also like to point out, as I shared in yesterday's episode, Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, has been calling for a $288,000 Bitcoin price, according to Stock to Flow. We also have Max Kaiser actually just received his book, The Book of Max, which is hilarious to say the least. And Max Kaiser predicts $220,000 for the King Crypto before the end of this year. Let me know which analyst you agree most with. Drop me a comment right down below. And now for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show, Bitcoin heads for 2 week highs as Terra promises Bitcoin price will soon get spicy. Also in today's show, we discuss GBTC premium nears 2022 high as SEC faces a call to approve a Bitcoin ETF, as well as the bottom is in and a reversal is underway for Bitcoin, according to top crypto analyst Credible Crypto. And also shared with you this $82,000 Bitcoin price prediction before the end of this year, as well as $420,000 by 2030. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Inner Dino wrote, thanks JV, excellent show. I'm stoked, bundles of good news. We should be $100,000 now. Yes, can't wait fam, $100,000 Bitcoin. Send it. And our next featured comment comes from Matthew, who wrote, MWYT, must watch YouTube. Thanks for the daily videos and all the work you put in to make them quality content. Always a pleasure fam. Thanks for your continued support. Hodl. And the third and final featured comment comes from the Vosak, who wrote, short-term predictions are pretty useless. If you are a trader, you're simply gambling. Of course, long-term, you cannot deny that being a moon boy is just waiting for the inevitable. Bitcoin will go up over time, and I am along for the ride. Well said, fam. Hodling is the name of the game. I choose guaranteed wins over the long haul versus trading slash gambling as well. One love. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.